what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have a positive effect on people. That's the whole idea, to have a positive effect. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Keep in mind, the news is designed to have a negative effect on people. That doesn't seem very nice. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because we desire to have the effect of helping people get one step closer to the Lord. Isn't that just the greatest? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show, and I'm going to prove it to you right now. We don't know what we're doing. And if you guys have any idea how true that is, within 3 seconds of starting this show, Dynamite D and the excellent crew in San Diego, we're able to make the connections to make sure the show is going on there.
By the grace of God, Dave. I'm talking about literally about 3 seconds. They have no idea.
There was like 3 seconds. Like, wow. But we just want to say, President, thank you guys at K-Break. Great job, 1240 people. You did a phenomenal job making sure that happened. And we were just so thankful. That just proves we don't know what we're doing. That's what's great about live radio. You know what it is? It's live. We have no idea what's – we don't know. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't even care. Here's what we care about. For the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. How about this question? This is a good question. You can call and answer this question, by the way. These aren't just, you know, throw out their questions. Here's the question. What encourages and affects you the most about church? Is it the fellowship, the worship, the giving, the preaching, or a different specific ministry? That's just a good question. Like, man, what do you love? I love this about church. I love this about, you know.
Could That's be a good one, Dave.
Yeah, it could be your small group that you go to. When Noelle and I went to a small group in San Clemente, the big service was great, and they were great professional musicians, whatever. The small group was phenomenal. It's the best thing. So it just depends on where you're at in your journey, and it changes. It doesn't have to be the same thing. But it's a simple question. What is it that affects you the most and encourages you the most about church, right? The fellowship, the worship, the giving, the preaching, or a different specific ministry. Look, it's very simple. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. Doesn't matter whether you're in San Diego or Dallas. Just give us a call. It won't hurt you. You can just reach out to us by calling 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. In fact, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Yeah, talking to Dynamite D is like spending time relaxing and chillaxing.
I'll take that right now.
It's just always nice right there. Also, by the way, you can text us during the show live. Yep, for real. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. A somewhat professional voice now.
214-210-8483.
Yeah, not bad. It's all right, you know. I can do the, you know,
I'll take it.
I can do the high pitch one. Yeah, okay, here we go. Ready? 214-210-8483. See, I can do that too.
Sound like a San Francisco voice.
Oh boy, that was good. All right. Additionally, you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can do that during the show. Most of the time I get back to people as quickly as I can. I mean, when Eddie and other people email in, I get back to them just to let them know. Also, we want to send you to the website. The website's got some really cool stuff on it. In fact, if you go to the website, you might find out that you'll win $1 million. Not from our website. You just might find out you'll win possibly $1 million somewhere.
I was about to go check it right now, Dave.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to give you that kind of thing. In fact, there is an opportunity to give, and we encourage you to do that. And you could be like, I don't want to give. Don't. Okay? You're not going to necessarily like today's message. I didn't write it. It's the next thing in the scripture. But it's a great opportunity to give, and we'll give you a tax-deductible receipt, and that's about all you get. Other than that, you'll be laying up treasures in heaven and receiving an investment that you've invested in the kingdom of God. When you give to this ministry or any ministry, let's just get something straight. I do want to put this on the board. You're not giving to the ministry. You're giving unto the Lord, and the Lord sees that. If that ministry messes up, and many do, it's not going to affect the fact that you put your heart and your sacrifice in it. God sees that. He will reward you. God is faithful. He will remember the good things you've done for his people. Never forget that. All that stuff, by the way, you can check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
All right. Now, I'm the one that's really old there because I thought that was the Miami Vice thing, and it turned out it was the Phil Collins thing.
Yeah, Phil Collins.
Okay. And I said to Jennifer, it wasn't Miami Vice. She's like, no. I'm like, okay. When you're older, you think, no, that's got it. Okay, never mind. Let's get into it. Please don't forget to be praying for the audience. We think that's exceedingly important. In fact, if you've got a prayer request, okay, you got a prayer request, reach out to us during the show. Doesn't matter if I'm teaching or not. We'll stop. And if you've got a question, and it's not, I just want to say this, it's not going to be a four-hour question. So in other words, I'm not going to give you all the differentials in the book of Revelation in a 60 or 120-second process. That's not going to happen, right? But that doesn't mean we won't get to it, and we are actually going to get to it. But if you can ask a question, if you got a prayer request, we'll pray for you. We'll take our faith and join it with yours. If you've got a praise report, it's phenomenal to look at Psalm 40 and understand that when the Lord puts you on a new rock, and puts a new song in your heart, and you sing that song, others hear the song and trust in the Lord. That means that when you share the praises of the things that God's done in your life, other people are blessed. Like, okay, cool. And many other things that we want to be able to encourage people in and stand firm in, because we know the times, they look a little tough. And so right now we're going to stand tougher in the kingdom of God, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So that's where we stand. Speaking of scripture, we're going to jump into 2 Corinthians. Not that you really spoke of it. 2 Corinthians, and we are in, if I remember right, chapter 9, and we are at verse 9. So 9:9 in I guess we're going to look at verse 10, but we'll do it together. 9:9, 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 9 or 10, doesn't matter, because we're going to kind of roll it in. Okay, here's what it says. As it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. That's out of Psalm 112, verse 9. Verse 10, now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your store of seed and will increase the harvest of your righteousness. And you will be enriched in every way to be generous on every occasion. And your giving through us will produce thanksgiving to God. All right. Rip it apart piece by piece, because this stuff's good. 2 Corinthians 9:10 says, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your store of seed. This means the very God who supplies seed and bread will multiply our seed and our bread, giving us enough to have our own store. That's what's really cool about that word in the Greek. It's like, God will give you enough to have your own store. Here's the kick. This is simple. If we're good stewards with that which is entrusted to us. So I want you to catch this visual that God is communicating in his word. God is saying, I will give you seed and food and more, and multiply your harvest if you are faithful with that which I give you. We need to remember this in everything that there is in the Christian walk. This isn't, this specifically is dealing with finances, but this is a principle that easily applies to everything we do. That the Lord has granted you a certain amount of faith. We'll be a good steward with that faith. The Lord has granted you a certain amount of confidence, a certain amount of gifting, a certain amount of ability, a certain amount of kindness, a certain amount of elements that emerge from you that are only yours. Guess what? You're a steward of that. Did you know that? Everything you have received from God, including your breath. This is my new favorite thing. Ready? Let's count to three. One, two, three. Oh, that breath you just had, that's a gift from God. You know what? You're a steward of the gift of God. And in that stewardship, God has given you different things. And it's not just money. In this application, it is. But it's not just money. It's in whatever. And you definitely want to come into the situation, what? Being a good steward of the things that the Lord has. He wants to pour it out on people. He wants to. And what I'm trying to really emphasize is if we not the fake part of the faith, and by that I mean, and don't be offended when I say this, but I have different disagreements with people on this, but, oh, Lord, give me that $100 million lottery. wait. And I promise you that I will give 95% away, $95 million away to other people. Or you can just say the truth, what's in your heart. Lord, please give me $5 million. that's what you're saying. It's not that God can't do stuff like that and use you to be a good steward. And I agree with many people that God does bless people in certain ways and allows them to be good stewards. But make sure the spirit and the honesty is there. Try not to make it kind of phony, because guess who's looking straight through you? You know that x-ray machine they have? You know those MRIs they have? That's nothing compared to what the Lord's operating with. He sees right down into the molecule, literally what's going on. And so you want to make sure you're doing that and be a good steward. And you know what? A good steward is one that is, you know, it's just not that you can't enjoy the time. It's just that you're continually thoughtful of how you may honor that which has been granted to you so that you can, in our case, honor our King, right? The next verse, that's the one that should be the plaque on the wall. I can't believe that there's not more plaques with this next verse. You will be enriched in every way to be generous on every occasion, and your giving through us will produce thanksgiving to God. There's 5 points here. 5 points here? Yeah, watch. You will be enriched. You will be made rich. The Lord will blesseth thee. You want the King James-eth approach? The Lord blesseth thee. In what? In every way. How many ways? In everything. It should say everything in most translations. Or in every way. In every capacity. For what? To be generous. In other words, the Lord. Now watch this. The Lord's going to enrich you so that in every way, not one way or another, but just in everything you're doing, you're going to be generous. And on how many different occasions are we talking, Dave? On every occasion. Whatever it is, just being a generous person, a generous of spirit, what's the big thing there? And your giving through us will produce what? Thanksgiving to God. 5 points you got to catch here. God will make us rich in everything there is to be generous on every occasion that there is so that thanksgiving will go to God. Get that? Oh, how is that not on a plaque on your wall right now in your kitchen, in your living room, in your whatever room, in your study? That's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. I don't care what translation you use. Who cares? Just pick one. Put it up there. It's awesome. He's going to make you enriched in every way so you can be generous on every occasion and that your giving will produce in other people thanksgiving to God. No, boy. Oh, don't tell. Oh, we're having fun now. This is, don't tell me how much fun we have. So much fun, we're going to do a trivia question. All right? Now, people in Dallas, 1:46 and 30 seconds. People in San Diego, 11:46 and 34 seconds. You can answer these trivia questions. Here's your first one. Who was led out of prison by an angel? Was it Paul, John, or Peter? Who was led out of prison by an angel? Was it Paul, John, or Peter? If you think you know the answer, you can call us at 972-445-0770. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Who was led out of prison by an angel? Was it Paul, John, or Peter? Your reference point is Acts chapter 12.
Pretty good question.
That's a good one. Right? Acts chapter 12. There you go. Right? All right. Who's having more fun today than me?
Man, I like that, Dave. I marked up my Bible as we were going through Corinthians.
That's just, I love that passage. I took that passage and when I was working with somebody and I printed it out and slapped it on the wall and I said, look at this. That's a look at this, read this, look at this, look at this. Okay. All right. Now that we've done that, let's figure out the next process that I want us to really catch. And this is the biggest thing of all the things, you know, we're put together. There's more to it, but I want to make sure you understand this. And this is the ticket to the process, if you're looking for the ticket. If we are generous, and by generous, we're not only talking about money. I know people are like, money, 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 money. Wrong. What the kingdom of God requires of people are three elements, okay, that are outside of your heart and mind. Ready? The Lord wants your time, your talent, and your treasure. Did you hear that? The three T's. He wants your time, your talent, and your treasure. Mostly, he wants your time. Then mostly, he wants your talent, because that'll be used for others. Then he wants your treasure, so that you make sure you don't love your treasure more than him. Don't forget that. So if we are generous with our time, our talent, and our treasure, God continues to bless us because of the generosity that we are exhibiting, because the Lord loves that. I don't know how to, you know, if you're sitting there with the Lord and you're like going, yeah, you know, I was going to give, I had a five left over, so I was going to throw that in the plate. You think God's going to go, oh boy, God doesn't need your money. I know that's so mean to say. He doesn't need your money, but he wants your heart. So that's a big difference, right? So if we're generous and God continues to bless us because of our generosity, you know what this will do? This will produce thanksgiving to God. It will not produce thanksgiving for you, and it's not supposed to. You know, people make Jesus really didn't like those people that talked about they were given and made big announcements. I'm giving 1,000. Stop making announcements. Just do it. If you do it in secret, your heavenly Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. So you don't have to make the proclamation. The Lord sees if you're doing it unto the Lord. People that do things for other people to see, let me just say this, or for other people to hear, they already have their reward, Jesus said. You know what that reward is? They were demonstrating themselves awesome in front of other people, and other people went, wow. That's the fullness of their reward. They don't get anything else. But if you get blessed by the Lord, that blessing goes in multiple directions. So this is the ticket to the process. If we are generous and continue, and God continues to bless us, okay? So we're generous and God continues to bless us because of that generosity that we're operating in, he will then receive thanksgiving. So there is little, if not nothing, that you and I can come up with that's better than people acknowledging and being thankful to God. And if our actions can help offer up praise and worship and thanksgiving to the Lord, we might just be getting a hold of things here. Now just think of this. Look at all this stuff together. It's like, wow. You know, it's like, you know how I hate teaching about giving and so on and so forth, but this is far outweighs my hatred. This is like just great stuff. And it doesn't, again, it can apply to anything, especially if we're talking about it in the right way, time, talent, and treasure. And when you offer that in generosity and that generousness that you're giving with that, that then blesses other people and they then in turn praise God. Whoa, man, that's the jackpot. Now we're getting into it, right?
Quick question, Dave. What is the difference between your talent and your treasure?
Okay, so your talent, that's a great question. Okay, good job, D. So your talent is what God has given you as a person that you can do, that you can contribute to with your hands, your eyes, your mouth, your ears, your heart. It's what you are and what you offer. It doesn't have anything to do with money. It has to do with that capacity and gifting that God gave you. Treasure is money. Okay, just call it that way. Talent is the gifting that God has given you. Got that? So that's where that comes in for those that are like going, what are you talking about? This is what I'm talking about. And it's super important to grasp this because if you understand that God is looking for you to be a steward of your time and of your talent and then of your treasure, you're offering yourself fully unto the Lord. It's like, oh, that's so cool. All right, now look at verse 12 because this is where the stuff gets fun. So people are like, do you teach, line by line? Depends. Jesus did both. He taught topically. He taught, specifically. Everybody should teach line by line. The verse that that's referenced to is a negative concept, not a positive. So that's just wrong. Sorry. I know. Yeah, that's all right. I was on that radio station too. Anyway, verse 12. For this ministry of service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanksgiving to God, which is just an affirmation of what he just said. This is like backing it up. Like, it's true, and I'm telling you the truth kind of thing. It's like that process. Paul reminds us that this is a ministry of service, that your generosity with your time, talent, and treasure, that is a ministry of service. The ministry of service is supplying the needs to the saints. That's what the Lord wants. Remember? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. New commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. Wow. Right? This ministry of service is helping to increase the overflow and the expression of thanksgiving to God. This is our ministry of service to the Lord to bring glory and honor to his name. It's like, oh, man, wow. Every one of us, this is the part that's hard, every one of us should have this deep desire within us to produce this in order so that we can express our love and gratitude to God. This is the truth. You know, it's just one of those things where you look at it and you go, wowzer. And again, I'm telling you, look at, I promise you, I can faithfully say this. You don't want to give to this ministry? Don't. If you can never give to this ministry, truthfully, don't give. Don't do it. But you still have to be a giver of your time, your talent, and your treasure somewhere. And there's no excuse. Now, you can't say, well, I didn't know that I had to. Yes, you do. You know you have to. And yes, you have to do it in other places. And yes, you should be doing it. And of course, you should take care of your home base. I'm one of those people that really does believe that. But then you should also be able to give to different places. You know, we give to Noah and I, we give to different churches. You know what else we do? We give to different causes. She had a friend of hers. They had a funeral. It was a very tough situation. We paid for the flowers. Why? Well, because Noel gets a good discount. Okay, well, I'm not an idiot.
That's the point.
Right. I mean, come on. But it was I consider that part of my giving, part of my taking care of the kingdom of God people. That's what you do. I'm saying that to brag? No, I'm telling you, you should have freedom in your giving to give to the places that the Lord puts on your heart that are causes. How can you not?
And Dave, you know what's so powerful, and you just kind of hit on it, but the two points of through us, We'll produce Thanksgiving to God and overflowing in many Thanksgiving to God, like back to back. Like, that is powerful.
Yeah. And if you can think of anybody anywhere in the universe that deserves more honor and praise than the Lord, you let me know. Get it? All right. See, that's just important stuff. And the freedom in giving is really important. Be free in your giving. It makes giving 10 times more fun. Okay. All right. So for our great friends in San Diego, we're going to keep going on the show. You can listen to the show through HeMustIncrease.org or get an app that we have on our website. Also, you can just listen live. For the people in Dallas, we're going to take a short break, come back, and it's just going to get a lot weirder from here. Everybody, hang out. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running. Running and running and running.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to HeMustIncrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
Teaching time. I don't know how we're going to do the breaks, Gabriel, so I'll just look at me. I'll let you know. I mean, this is the best I can tell you. Because I'm going to teach you something that I hope I there's no way I can teach this. I can't teach the worth. I can't teach the value. But I'm going to do my best to share with you my heart in this process. As American people, as people who live in America, we have been granted the right to pursue happiness. And I want to make sure you understand what this means. We have a preamble to the United States Declaration of Independence, and the preamble to the Declaration says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I do want to point out it does not say life, liberty, and the provisions of or for happiness. In other words, the rights that we have in the preamble is that we get to pursue happiness, not that it's provided for us by the government. So that's kind of an important point for people to recognize. It would be nice if they quit trying to quote our founding fathers and then say they're entitled to something because of that provision, because it never says that.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.